B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A British man, Case, this is for you.
Yay.
Not saying this will happen to you, but should be warned. A British man contracted a potentially life-threatening bacterial infection in the lining of his skull after he used a cotton swab to clean his ear.
He got an infection in his brain?
Yeah, a piece of the cotton got stuck in the 31-year-old man's ear canal, made its way up his skull, and reached the lining of his brain, causing neurological symptoms like seizures. And he was taken to an emergency room after he collapsed.
The exact opposite happened to me one time, Preston. I was cleaning my brain and I got an infection in my ear.
That's not supposed to happen. Yeah. Dr. Alexander Charlton, who treated the man, said that the man's seizures could be linked to the bacterial infection causing toxins or brain pressure. He underwent a CAT scan and was diagnosed with necrotizing otitis externa.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, bacterial infection in the auditory canal. He was able to undergo a minor surgery in which doctors were able to locate and remove the cotton swab. The man had to spend about a week in the hospital and had to take 2 months of antibiotics to kill the infection. Thankfully, he had no long-term brain or auditory problems. He has been ordered to swear off using cotton swabs in his ears. So it's a Florida story. And another top city official has been arrested in Port Richey. This time it's the acting mayor. And I think this is where the other guy, remember, they were going to arrest him at his house.
Yes, that's right.
And he ended up shooting at police. And,
right. He went on a little bit of a tear.
Yeah. Well, now the follow-up dude has been arrested. Terrence Rowe took over the mayor's job last month's mayor Dale Mazzad.
Who steps in now? The librarian?
And now Rowe's been charged with conspiracy to commit obstruction of justice.
A special agent
said this is a big piece of the former case, which is still active and ongoing. What I can say about this is, if you're not a witness or a subject of any criminal investigation, please don't inject or insert yourself into one. Mm. Investigators say they received information Rowe was conspiring to interfere with an active criminal investigation, though they did not immediately specify what investigation. He's in the county jail on a $15,000 bond. Police spotted a Texas man with a horse in the bed of his pickup truck while riding down the highway this week.
Yes, I saw a picture of this.
Yeah,
just
witness
standing there.
Took video of the incident and claims the vehicle was traveling at 70 miles an hour.
Now, they explained that the horse was hitchhiking.
That's pretty nice of him to do that.
Shortly after the video was shot, police pulled over and ticketed him for having a taillight out. And the nothing about the horse.
No.
You know your taillights out.
All right. Was the horse standing up?
Yeah.
Standing up in the back of the truck facing forward.
That's 70 miles an hour.
70 miles an hour.
Have you ever driven with your dog in the car and you just kind of brake or accelerate a little too fast and they go flying?
The horse had sea legs, so it was good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It did yoga.
The driver explained the horse was in the back. He said because his trailer was broken and he needed to get the animal.
It wouldn't fit in the cab.
To work at the stockyard.
Yeah. So he says that to the cop.
Yeah. Like, dude, I couldn't fit in the cab. Dangerous to be brushing against the steering wheel.
The man did not get a moving violation because technically it's not illegal, but police reported him for animal cruelty charges. Add self-flagellation to the list of ways to get a dangerous viral blood infection. Researchers said Wednesday that they were initially puzzled how 10 British men had become infected with a little-known virus because the men hadn't taken risks usually associated with the disease. But then investigators learned that they had participated in blood-shedding religious rituals.
These are where they whip themselves.
Cutting or whipping themselves in Iraq, Pakistan, India, and the United Kingdom. The men were infected with the human T-cell leukemia virus type 1, known as HTLV-1.
Jeez.
Most people infected with the virus never develop symptoms, but some develop terrible illnesses, like a deadly blood cancer or a debilitating nervous system condition.
If you want to offer yourself up and torture yourself for the Lord, use cotton swabs.
HTLV-1 spreads through breastfeeding, sex, blood transfusion, and sharing of needles. None of the men in the study had symptoms. They were diagnosed accidentally through tests that preceded blood donations or in vitro fertilization processes. All 10 men had participated in religious self-flagellation. One ritual involves striking the forehead with a knife and then passing it along to other men. Never heard of that one.
Unbelievable.
Or striking the back with a chain of blades or other bladed implements.
Preston, didn't two guys go halfsies on a fleshlight?
One guy.
Nobody. He couldn't get a taker.
He couldn't get a taker.
One man said that when he did it, the blades being passed around were soaked in a bucket containing an over-the-counter antiseptic solution.
Oh, you're going to like this blade, Hernando. It really hurt.
But that is inadequate to prevent the spread of HTLV-1.
Wasn't there a crazy albino monk in the Da Vinci Code who did all that, right?
Paul Bettany, right?
Tortured himself.
Silas, I think was his name. Yeah, and he would self-flagellate for penance.
I would self-flagellate.
Yes, exactly. That's okay. Yeah. Golf courses have some challenges, including wildlife. A golfer in British Columbia captured video of an eagle that landed on the green of the second hole at a Vancouver area course and started playing around with the guy's golf ball that he had hit onto the green. And eventually, the bird picked up the ball and dropped it in the hole.
And so what does that count?
It doesn't per the rules.
That's
but
BS.
Listen, if that happened to me, I would have to score it an eagle. I mean, right?
Yes.
Right?
It's literally and figuratively.
It's a freaking eagle.
Yeah, the filmer wrote, despite the rules of golf saying I needed to replace the ball, which I did, I missed the putt. This will go down as my hole in one story of my life.
Not to go off the rails here, but what if you hit a ball up on the green and say a raccoon came out and started tapping the ball and it went into the hole? Would that count?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. All right, what if it didn't go into the hole?
They actually have, you would have to replace it as best you can as where it was. There are specific rules about even what type of animal gets a hold of the golf ball. It depends on, because there are domesticated animals like dogs that are scored differently than wild animals. From what I understand, there's some crazy rules in
golf. Got a shih tzu in one on that one.
All right, and then we'll do one more story and wrap it up. What do we want to end with? How about this one? I held on this for a little bit. A sheet of ice holding fishermen on Lake Erie broke loose in windy weather last Saturday, sending many of them scrambling to safety, but leaving nearly four dozen stranded on an ice floe for 3 hours, more than a mile offshore, until emergency crews could rescue them.
40 people.
Yeah, on an ice floe.
Must have been effing huge.
About 100 to 146 fishermen were out on the ice, and they were able to grab the gear and make it back to shore before any additional ice broke off.
Do you know where they're heading towards, Preston?
Uh-uh.
The Island of Misfit Toys.
Oh, that's right. That's how they got there. One of the stranded fishermen, Tony Atkins, said the ice began to crack quickly, and soon there was a huge gap between the ice floe and the shore. He said, thank God the Coast Guard was here for us. They launched helicopters out of Detroit, and along with local rescue personnel, sent airboats to retrieve the stranded fishermen. 46 people were rescued, including two fishermen who were hoisted by helicopter and medically examined.
Hoist me next.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
The SUV of an Omaha woman was repeatedly rammed from behind in a Taco Bell drive-thru lane by a man who later got into the woman's vehicle and drove it into a concrete base around a light pole.
Wow.
The 22-year-old woman said it was crazy. She told police the incident began.
It was crazy.
About 1:40 a.m. as she was ordering food over the drive-thru intercom at the Taco Bell. Suddenly, she felt a jolt and realized that her Kia had been hit from behind by a Volkswagen Jetta. The woman said that she got out of the vehicle and asked the male driver of the Jetta to back up so she could check for damage. He and his female passenger denied hitting her car. She said, I told him if there was damage, we are going to have to call the police. They wouldn't back up, and they started getting real mad. He was really hostile. So the Jetta driver and the female passenger began yelling at her to stop recording. The man then got out of the car, snatched her phone from her hand, and threw it in a snowbank. The woman retrieved the phone and can be heard on the video saying that police had been called. And that's when he got back in his car and began going full speed, ramming her vehicle over and over. She said, I got back into my car and to get it out of the way. And someone from Taco Bell said, get out of the car. It's not worth getting killed. The woman, who is black, by the way, said that the female passenger in the Jetta is white, began yelling the N-word at her. A Taco Bell employee told officers that the Jetta passenger tried to punch the Kia driver, but the employee blocked the punch and separated the two women. The Kia driver then went into the restaurant, still recording, when the male driver of the Jetta got into the woman's Kia, took off with it, and slammed it into the concrete base around a pole. Yeah. The man then got back into the Jetta and drove off.
Somebody is what we would call, Preston, hangry.
I guess so, right? They needed their burrito
yes.
now. The Jetta appeared to have out-of-state plates, possibly from Colorado, and police are trying to track them down. A driver found out the hard way that you can't just put your own homemade license plates on your car and call it good.
You can't?
No.
It's registered.
Police say the driver was pulled over early Saturday after an officer observed Sovereign Citizen license plates on the vehicle. Members of the Sovereign Citizen movement do not recognize United States currency, and they believe that they are free of any legal restraints. The plates on the driver's vehicle, I saw it, literally read private, no driver's license or insurance required, not for commercial use, private mode of travel. When the officer asked for the driver's identification, registration, and insurance, the driver refused to provide it. The officer then discovered that the vehicle was unregistered, with the title failing to have been transferred. When the officer asked the driver several times to exit the vehicle, he refused, and that's when the driver learned that, actually, he was not above the law after all and was arrested and booked for investigation of traffic offenses and obstructing an officer.
Yeah, guys, turns out it's illegal.
Yeah, the vehicle was impounded.
I don't care how good your handwriting is.
Mm-hmm. Being dramatic can sometimes ruin everything. German police say that they were called in to investigate a murder early yesterday, but arrived to find that the woman who reported it just wanted someone to remove a car blocking her garage.
Well, that seems equitable.
Yeah.
I've got good news. There's no murder.
Yeah. The woman claimed in her call that her husband had been murdered. Police say that she thought if she called in a murder that police would arrive more quickly. So she was visibly drunk. And can expect to face a hefty bill and a criminal investigation for...
Guys, turns out it's illegal.
...for misusing the emergency number. And one more story. Japanese and Russian scientists have awakened cells from a woolly mammoth...
Whoa!
...that roamed Earth 28,000 years ago.
I love this.
The team inserted muscle cell nuclei from a well-preserved mammoth carcass into a mouse ova... where they watched signs of biological activity taking place. A milestone they
Dino Mouse
would provide a platform to better understand extinct animal species.
Yes, I have a warehouse of cheese it was broken into last night.
The mammoth named Yuka was discovered in Siberia's permafrost in August of 2010. It's regarded as one of the best-preserved mammoths ever discovered. The find was hugely exciting at the time as it opened up the possibility of bringing the mammoth back to life. Having well-preserved cells potentially allows scientists to create a clone of the specimen that they came from. Researchers say they are way, way off from actually creating.
Just because you can do something.
Right. Doesn't mean you should.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.